welcome to Forestry 220, Introduction to Forest Recreation. This is just a brief video. In here, we're going to go through the course syllabus, which is available to you on my course website, which is http://logan-park.org. Or you can, of course, go to the D2L or Desire to Learn website and pick it up from there. It should be under the content section, and I'll try to post a link under the news or announcements section, sort of the front page of the site as well. Okay, so this is just going to be very much like every other syllabus discussion you've heard ever, just to go through the details together to make sure that everybody is on the same page. Okay, here we go. So I am Dr. Logan Park. I'll be your professor this semester, over the summer and online, for Intro to Forest Recreation, and it is going to be a little bit strange to talk about forest recreation online. So a couple of your assignments this semester are going to be all about just getting out there, experiencing some of the things that we talk about, learning to recognize some of the key concepts and things that are very important to this particular field. My office is in the Ag building. I'm part of the Ag College in the South Wing. My office number is 194D, 194 Delta. And I don't really keep regular office hours over the summer, but you can typically find me most afternoons during the week. Just shoot me a quick email. Let me know hopefully a couple of days in advance, and I can try to make sure to be there certainly afternoon for you. I do meet with grad students and research partners and administrators and stuff like that throughout the summer, so if you can, try to shoot me a note a couple of days beforehand. That just makes everything a whole lot easier. My office phone number, I'm a little bit hard to catch at, but just in case, it is 618-453-7476, but I'm probably at least as easy to reach by cell phone, 540-315-7205. That's a Google Voice number attached to my cell phone. That'll go right to me. If you do send me a text message, make sure to send your identity, like who's sending the text message. Hi, Dr. Park, this is so-and-so. I have a question about class. Usually with that, I can get right back to you once I understand what's going on. I'm also always available by, by email, and that is logan.park@siu.edu. Okay, first things first, if you have any individualized learning or mobility needs for this class, both of those things are certainly important to your success, so if that's the case, that's fine. I do every semester. This is a pretty big class. Typically, we have anywhere from 50 to 70 students in here. For the summer, we've got 10, so we're a little bit more flexible. But if you do need anything like extra time on a quiz or a note taker for the video chats or lectures or whatever, that's fine. I'm totally happy to accommodate whatever you need. It's not a big deal, but you do need to go through Disability Services on campus, DSS office as it's abbreviated, and you got the link there in the syllabus. Go through them, and they coordinate stuff with me, and everything is totally copacetic from that point on. So just a quick note there. That's a totally confidential thing. Of course, if that is something that you are sort of aware of for your own situation, let them know. They'll let me know. We're good to go from there. Okay, onward to the purpose of the class. So Intro to Forest Rec is all about just identifying some key concepts, some definitions, some roles that people play, a lot of the key history, how we got to where we are. Forest and outdoor recreation is a huge business. It's a huge effect on billions of people's lives, billions with a B, and this course is pretty much just a broad survey of that. So we'll tend to move pretty fast. I'll try and keep the lectures sort of the droning on at you through videos or chat sessions or whatever. We'll try and keep those to a minimum. But yeah, it's just a chance to get to know the landscape of what this particular professional area is all about in terms of protecting resources, the places we love to go, to camp or surf or scuba dive or rock climb, whatever, the whole nine yards. But also, at the same time, make sure that access is preserved to those places in a way that sort of keeps them interesting and fun and not too restricted and so forth. So that's a tough balance to strike. That's going to be one of the big themes for this class throughout. So we'll talk about trends. We'll talk about key personalities. We'll talk about some important dates and stuff like that. Pretty recognizable introductory class structure. At the senior level in Forestry 420, Park and Wildland Management, we take a lot of these sort of basic concepts that we wrestle with in the class you're taking right now and move them to a much more sort of technical, skill-based level for folks who are interested in becoming park rangers, foresters, recreation technicians, specialists, all that stuff. It's all sort of tied in here. If you want to be the person that leads campfire chats, guided hikes, guided fly fishing trips, build trails, fight wildland fires, all that stuff sort of rolls together and touches forest and outdoor recreation. So we talk about all that stuff. We will have a couple of hands-on assignments and so forth. So later on this week, I'll post a little bit of a survey to try and get a sense of who is taking the class and where folks are based. If we're all sort of based in the Carbondale area, then we'll do stuff together here. We'll meet whenever it's convenient for folks, maybe even go on a short hike, stuff like that. Otherwise, we'll do some things online, and you guys will be able to do a lot of those sort of hands-on or outdoor assignments on your own at whatever forest recreation protected areas near you, like a park, wilderness area, forest, wildlife preserve, whatever. Lots of different ways to do it. The back 40 on your family's farm, that kind of thing. Okay? So, to accomplish all of that, our course objectives are kind of like the checklist of what we're going to go through in short form. And then in long form, we've got sort of the long list of topics at the end of the syllabus, if you want to flip over to that. All right, so development of appreciation for outdoor recreation and related thinkers and philosophies. There's a lot of sort of law development of different societies, taking the ideas of recreation, leisure, in different directions and so forth. Some key concepts, so we're all meaning the same thing when we're using the same words. And some important places and personalities, like Gifford Pinchot, John Muir, guys like that, gals like that. Let's see, examination of various forms of outdoor rec and individual and societal benefits. So there's a whole raft of reasons why, to a lot of people, forest and outdoor recreation is a very important thing. It's a big economic driver. It's a big driver for personal development and challenge and reward and stuff like that. So a lot of the most cherished memories that a lot of people have, maybe this resonates with you, a lot of the memories that people have from childhood, if it was a happy childhood, have something to do with outdoor or forest rec. So that's probably a pretty important thing if that's actually true. So we'll talk about that. We'll survey some career options and so forth, talk about a lot of the different sort of unusual job titles that end up sort of working with or in forest and outdoor recreation, so you have a sense of if this seems like a good idea for you career-wise. What to look for. There are lots and lots and lots and lots of job openings and career opportunities, but they're not always easy to find. So part of this class is designed to help you just be able to sort of spot that stuff, know where to look, know how to move through the different processes to get yourself that first crucial summer job or internship or career-based federal pipeline. Lots of different ways to do it. Let's see. We'll profile some of the big sort of players, so to speak. So federal agencies, big not-for-profits, state organizations, international, local, commercial, not-for-profit, the whole nine yards. And finally, we'll make sure everybody knows at least a few places around SIU that you can visit and enjoy in terms of outdoor recreation and forest rec. So we don't want to be dissecting this stuff under the microscope too much to the point that you can't really connect with it on a personal basis, sort of actually out there instead of in front of a screen. So that's kind of the laundry list of what we're shooting for. Okay, if you head down to, looks like the third page, we got just one primary required course material. That is Jensen and Guthrie's Outdoor Recreation in America, 6th edition. It's 371 pages. It is available on loan at the library, so the first student there gets it. It is also available through interlibrary loan from 6 or 8 different other libraries in the state interlibrary loan system. So lots of different ways. You don't have to spend a whole bunch of money on it. It is required. We are going to use it. But if you and a friend are taking a class, taking this class at the same time, feel free to share the book. Doesn't bother me any. Just make sure you can put your hands on it at some point. Okay. Additional course materials below that. Most of those are going to show up in two places, typically first on D2L, so online.siu.edu. If you're watching this video, congratulations, you figured out where online.siu.edu or D2L lives. And the other option is pretty much logan-park.org. So that's my website. I post all kinds of stuff there. The syllabus is there as well. So much less likely that I'll put something on Morris Library e-reserves just because some of our folks, especially with an online class, are not likely to be near campus, and we don't want that to be an impediment for you. So check the two linked places first. And if I have to put something on e-reserve, I will, but I haven't yet. Okay, on to the grades. Everybody cares about grades. So your grade is an even weight, 4 ways, 25% each, of participation, quizzes, exams like the midterm and the final, and then a whole raft of class activities and assignments, stuff like that. So participation will mostly be online discussions, stuff like that. We may get some sort of Google Hangout style, multiple people video conferencing if everybody's pretty tech fancy. Otherwise, we'll just do chat sessions and discussion forums, stuff like that. So when those are set up, make every effort to come. That participation, your presence and involvement in those conversations counts a lot. That way we can all avoid listening to me talk the whole time, which nobody wants, not even me. So, again, each of those is a quarter of your grade. Grades are not curved so that everybody knows where they stand at all points. Once the summer semester wraps up, and I guess it's, what, early August, late assignments can't be accepted because it's a huge hairball to try and amend grades once they're in. So unless there's a very compelling reason, like a serious medical concern or something like that, grades are pretty much as is by the end of the semester. So, turn in stuff on time, you'll be fine. Very few people fail this class. Okay, let's see. Let's skip down to the next page, participation. I'm on page 4 of the syllabus, if you are following along at home. Pretty much, just a gentle reminder that we are doing some of a strange thing in terms of using a lot of digital media, D2L, stuff like that, to talk about something that's not really digital per se. That is, the outdoors, like the great area beyond these four walls. And that means it's going to work a whole lot better if all of us are involved in the conversation. So again, please be present when those are available and put in your 2 cents. A lot of you guys and gals have a lot to teach each other and to teach me through this class. So, all right, I'm done cheerleading for that. Let's see. We'll probably have a couple of quizzes, typically not more than a half dozen for this class. They're pretty short. They tend to be assigned on the readings, just to make sure that everybody's sort of tracking correctly with the important concepts in the textbook. And that helps me understand sort of where we need to delve in a little bit more, maybe slow down, talk a little bit more about something, or just race on through. So they're not designed to be incredibly difficult, more just a quick check on, is everybody on the same page? No pun intended. Those will be online through D2L, and typical quiz format, right? Multiple choice, matching, short answer, fill in the blank, true, false, stuff like that. We'll try and keep those as light as possible so that they're not a huge part of your time. The midterm typically rounds up the first 50 or 60% of the class. That'll be coming in several weeks, of course. And then the final exam right at the end to sort of wrap it all up. In the past, we've done sort of a typical Scantron-style final exam. Sometimes we do it in a Jeopardy format, right? So it all just kind of depends on the class. The whole idea here is not so much to quiz and test you guys to death. It is to give you guys a chance, guys and gals a chance to demonstrate all that you've learned, but also how well you can synthesize a bunch of disparate concepts from across the class and bring them together into some functional conclusions. Okay? All right. Assignments, pretty much type them up. No handwritten stuff for an online distance ed class because that would be a disaster. If your handwriting is as bad as mine, it's going to end badly. Let's see. So 12-point font, double-spaced. I don't really impose minimum or maximum length requirements on an assignment. Say what you need to say and then stop. Don't impress me with rattling on for 15 pages on a brief assignment. At the same time, if you're saying it in three sort of sloppy sentences, it's probably not going to go well either. So proper English, that is spelling and grammar count for this class, because we are hopefully eventually training you to be professionals and good representatives of SIU. So 12-point, 1-inch margins if you really like lots of guidelines, but don't worry about fiddling around with fonts or font weights, stuff like that, to try and sort of squeeze an extra half page out of an assignment, something like that. Just say what you need to say, and then stop, turn it in. Okay, proofread your work. This is a big one. If you can, borrow a buddy and have them look over your stuff before you turn it in. That helps you catch all kinds of little spelling, grammar problems. That's a huge, easy, quick thing to do. If nobody else is around, read it out loud to yourself. It doesn't work quite as well, but typically you can find a lot of misspellings, run-on sentences that keep on going because you have this idea and that idea and, oh, there's this other idea over here. And that reminds me of this one thing we talked about in an earlier lecture, right? And, well, you get the idea. If you can't catch a breath after a long run-on sentence, you should probably break it up into smaller ideas. Late assignments will be penalized because, again, this is not a particularly difficult class, so this shouldn't be much of a problem for you. But if it is, come talk with me and we'll figure something out. All right. For each assignment, I'll set up a digital Dropbox on D2L. Many of you guys and gals are familiar with this process. It's just an upload form, basically, and that shows up. Typically, you'll have as many chances as you need to within the window that the Dropbox is open to upload updated copies, additional files, whatever, photos, videos, things you experience out there for this class. But once that Dropbox has closed, it's closed. So we will move on to the next thing. We've got to move pretty quickly on a summer class. So onto the ethics section. Unfortunately, this past semester, the spring, I had a couple of students make some bad ethical choices in terms of plagiarism, and we really had to drop the hammer on them. It was this big, ugly mess. So please, 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 if you are tempted to turn in someone else's work as your own, that is something you found on the internet or a classmate, something like that, don't do it. Please don't do it. Life is so much simpler when everybody is just honest and represents their own work. Totally okay to quote someone else's work and attribute it, right? But whatever you sort of represent as your individual work needs to be your individual work. I rarely have a problem with this, but when I do, I gotta sort of drop the hammer of justice on whoever's done it, right? To keep it fair for everybody else. So it's a pretty rough policy. Large-scale emergencies. If you're at home in your pajamas watching this video and taking this class from the comfort of your apartment or house, you're probably not worried about large-scale emergencies on campus. But just in case, if you're doing this at the library, follow any directions that are available from the building emergency response team. They'll come up over the loudspeakers and send you text messages and emails and all kinds of stuff. Basically, if that happens, get somewhere safe, whether that's sheltering in place behind a solid locked door or heading out and getting away from campus as fast as possible on foot or by car, whatever. I lost a couple of friends in the Virginia Tech shooting. I was on campus that year, and it was a difficult time. So it's really pretty unlikely that anybody is going to get nailed in a large-scale emergency. You're probably more likely to get bitten by a dog or hurt driving to or from campus. But in case, be safe, keep your wits about you, and you'll be okay. All right, so that brings us to page 6 and the course content areas. So this is a slightly longer, more detailed set of topics for the class. And you'll see that I've got a bunch of the Jensen and Guthrie chapters out of order lined up for it. So we'll more or less move through this in order, but as the conversation takes us to interesting places a little bit further ahead, we'll skip right ahead. As we get time to, we'll circle back and go back to things that we skipped. But I will seek to give you guys and gals as much notice on assigned readings and stuff like that, no problem. And you guys are basically expected to pretty well keep up with those. It's not a particularly technical textbook, not lots of equations or detailed scientific methods or processes. We'll talk about some of those things in some of our discussions, but the readings are generally pretty light, pretty fast, but they're a great quick survey of lots of stuff that we don't have time to sort of drag everybody through one by one. Okay? So, keep up on the readings. You have a couple of days, maybe a week, to get the book and or secure a borrowed copy from a friend who's kept it. Thanks, friends. And we'll get started with that later this week. Okay? Let's see, next on page 7 of the syllabus are a whole bunch of example extra credit opportunities. So, since a huge and important piece of this class is getting out and experiencing and learning to identify a bunch of the stuff that we talk about, I'm trying very, very hard to incentivize you guys getting out, going on hikes, volunteering with local organizations, trail work, cleaning up Crab Orchard, Wildlife Refuge. Green Earth Incorporated has a whole bunch of green spaces, so small urban parks right here inside city limits within walking distance of campus. Lots and lots of different opportunities. So take a look through this list here and see if you can find one or multiple extra credit opportunities to connect with. So the deal here is that each one of these extra credit opportunities that you complete, that is, go participate in, do, you know, 4 hours of trail maintenance, it's all voluntary. Give me a quick write-up of what you did, ideally some photos or videos to help sort of confirm that some of the stuff that you did. And from there, each one of those is worth one perfect quiz grade. So it's not that difficult to rack up well over 100% in this class. And if you're at all worried about taking big exams or midterms, anything like that, this is a great way to get way ahead and then not have to worry about grades anymore for the rest of the semester. At the end of the semester, I typically have a couple of students coming to me saying, Dr. Park, I'm worried about my grade and I can't find any more opportunities. And, you know, it's sort of a shrug shoulder gesture because, you know, you have sort of all summer semester to find stuff. There is a bunch of stuff. I'll be announcing things throughout the semester as we go to help you find some of those and think about what's happening all around you. And that pretty well wraps it up. So make sure to read through the rest of the syllabus. Make sure you don't miss anything. I will probably try to trick you in here somewhere. So read through the syllabus closely. And I will see you guys next time for class. Keep an eye on the D2L website. Just check in briefly each day. And we will get some sessions organized. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to a great semester.